This is Conor Lennon from UN News. The UN's position on climate action is clear. Investing in a sustainable, low-carbon future and dropping the business-as-usual approach is a good bet for business and government alike, leading to trillions of dollars in economic gains and millions of new jobs. Following the 2015 landmark Paris Agreement to fight climate change, it was decided that the existing Green Climate Fund was essential to financing the aim of keeping global warming below 2 degrees Celsius, and advanced economies agreed to mobilise $100 billion per year by 2020 to help climate action in developing countries. However, as of May 2018, pledges were falling well short at around $10.2 billion, and some major economies, such as Australia and the United States, have expressed scepticism over the fund. The fund's executive director, Javier Manzanares, was in New York this month to meet UN Chief Antonio Guterres and talk to diplomats about the importance and operation of the fund. When Mr. Manzanares came into the UN studios, he said the fund's investment message is getting through to UN member states. And I started by asking him if he was, nevertheless, worried by some countries' lack of enthusiasm so far.
I believe that that goes by cycles within countries and different administrations. The initial replenishment of the GCF started with a very good tone and leadership from Germany. The fact that Germany has announced that they will double the contribution, as so did Norway, I think it sets the tone and the right tone. We expect other countries to follow and to follow through within the next few months. And apart from that, the fund will go through two replenishment meetings. They will take place in April and August, and again with a view of having those pledges being announced in October 2019.
When your fund was set up, there was an aspiration to have $100 billion committed every year by 2020. Now, how far are you from that target, and how confident are you that it can be reached?
Well, we are far from the $100 billion target. It is not only the $100 billion being channeled through the GCF, there are other funds. And we are supposed to be one of the main implementers of the Paris Agreement. And it is a little bit early to anticipate how large the replenishment will be. Perhaps by the first formal replenishment meeting in April, we will be in a much better position to tell you the size of the replenishment.
Let's just go back to your trip here in New York. As you said, you've been speaking to many of the the missions to the United Nations of member states of the countries around the world. Now, the Secretary General over the last few months, he's issued several very stark warnings to heads of state about the consequences of not dealing with climate change. Now, in your meetings with the different missions, do you have the sense that this message is getting through?
It is indeed. I would say indeed. We've met with about 20 or so missions of different countries, both contributing countries to the GCF as well as recipient countries of funding from the GCF. And I can tell you that the level of understanding and knowledge is very high. The understanding of the urgency of acting, the understanding of raising the ambitions of providing financing to developing countries, is there.
Well, let's talk now about some of the recent projects that the fund has enabled. Is there anything you're particularly pleased with which has really shown some strong results?
Well, I'm pleased in terms of delivery, mostly on mitigation and perhaps on adaptation, it will take maybe a little bit more time. On mitigation, we have very recently inaugurated, for instance, a 10-megawatt solar plant in Mongolia. So the period of time of putting the farm, the solar farm, together is shorter than an adaptation plan that requires commonly 4 or 5 years of disbursements. So that's providing resilience to communities. It takes a little bit more time. On adaptation, you have a construction, a project finance done in 1 or 2 years, and you see the results probably almost immediately. That is the case, like I said, in Mongolia. It is the case in Egypt, where we are with our partners EBRD. We're setting up a $1 billion facility also towards renewable energy. You will see the results in 1 or 2 years. We are very much supporting building resilience to the small island developing states. There is a real threat of destroying the habitat, the coral reefs, of increasing the water levels of the oceans. And the GCF is providing a big, important deal of support to the small islands. There is a very important event in September 2019. There is the climate summit in the UN. The GCF board meetings and the GCF's formal replenishment meetings are part and have been integrated in the roadmap of that agenda towards climate summit. We are supporting that process as to have a successful climate summit in September.